In the morning, everything was as usual when Linda entered the lift. Suddenly, she felt that the atmosphere of the office was very strange, that some bad thing was about to happen. A new colleague came into the lift, but as the doors began to close, the lift arm bell rang.
"It is overload,"
came the announcement. Everyone was surprised, but no one made any move to leave.
"Get out, Lucas!"
A voice came from the corner of the lift. It drew everyone's attention, and people began to look behind them to figure out where the voice had come from. Linda did too. Everyone's eyes focused on the young man standing at the back of the lift, a new colleague. The young man continued,
"Get out of the lift, Lucas,"
pointing his finger at Linda. Everyone stared at her. Linda felt surprised at first, but her feelings quickly turned to embarrassment. Her face was as red as a tomato. Her thoughts turned to her mother, who had urged her to go to Hong Kong for a better life, but who was now lying in the hospital. She tried to stay calm, stepped out of the lift, and quickly walked away. Recently, there had been a lot of negative news about new immigrants in the media. They took up too many of Hong Kong's precious resources, or they took advantage of Hong Kong healthcare and welfare system. This had raised the concerns of many Hong Kong citizens, which was some had turned to anger. The new immigrants were called locusts. After lunch, colleagues gathered around the coffee corner and started to discuss the news. A new colleague, Ken, said, was asking,
"Why do mainland people need to take up so many of our resources? It is not fair to the local people, especially when pregnant mainland women come to Hong Kong and produce more locusts here,"
said another colleague, keen to voice his own disapproval. While they were having their conversation, Linda arrived and heard them talking. Linda was hurt by their words.
"Is it a crime to born on the mainland? I didn't ask for it. I am not a Lucas,"
she replied. But after that, he couldn't focus on her daily work so much. So that later, that afternoon, he dropped a glass cup on the floor, splashing coffee everywhere, and worse, over the expensive suit worn by Ken.
"What are you doing? Have you got no hand? My new suit was very expensive. Now it is ruined. It's all your fault."
I'm sorry. The cup just slipped,"
Linda said.
"You are just like all other locusts. You only bring trouble to us, like a disaster."
Tears fell quickly from Linda's eyes, like heavy rain.
Sorry, but I'm not a locust. I'm not useless,"
she ran out of the office quickly.
"What's wrong with Linda? I saw her crying and running out of the office,"
the manager noticed. When told what had happened, he added,
"It is not fair. It is discrimination and it is all wrong. You guys seem to have forgotten just how kind Linda really is. Not only does she work hard, she is also very helpful. I remember last time there was an urgent project, but you made excuse that you had other things to do. And in the end, Linda did all by herself. Don't hate her because of something that is not her fault."
The next day, all of the colleagues said sorry to Linda, except Ken, who was fired for his racist remarks. In the end, Linda forgave all of them. Since that conflict happened, the firm decided to provide a non-racial working environment, and relations between Linda and her colleagues improved. Linda's life improved and she became a lot happier. Finally, she could focus on working. She worked harder, eventually being selected as the best employee of the year. This story shows us new immigrants can also get achievement. They can also contribute to Hong Kong's society, and they deserved a fair working environment.